Well, it's the evening of the 21st of April, 2018. We're going to have our little fellowship service here. And we have a couple announcements. One is we are still planning to have the get-together on the 19th of May here in Pineville. And the last that I heard, Kevin McHugh is planning on being here, and he's going to be speaking. Michael Smith has agreed to speak to us as well. And then we're going to have Louise Dreves is planning on, I got her itinerary, she's planning on coming up and being a part of the fellowship. And, of course, Mark Rosette and myself will be here, as well as Michael Smith and his family, Lori and Caden, and Wayland and Zachary, Caitlin and Avonlea. I don't know if Beth and Loretta will be up or not. Also, I got an email from Ed Henry, and he is planning on coming up on June the 16th, which is on a Saturday, to Pineville, to our fellowship here, and speaking to us regarding the anti-gospel. So I'm looking forward to meeting Edward Henry, and I want to invite all to come and meet Edward here. If you can make it, I think you would find it very informative. Edward's story is he came out of, he went to Notre Dame Jesuit school. He went to a Jesuit law school, and God gloriously saved him and brought him out of the Roman Catholic Church, and now he is proclaiming God's sovereignty and salvation in all things. We're having a talk shoot tomorrow night, and I haven't got it posted, but Chris has come up with a subject as to asking the question, Why would God gloriously save the likes of us? You know, why would he gloriously save the likes of us? Why would he adopt us into his family? And I think it's a great subject. We're going to be taking that up. I did get an email from Ed. He's going to be unable to come on the program tomorrow, Monday night, because he's going to be out of town in a meeting. So anyway, that's pretty much the announcements so far. And let's start by singing 415, and then we'll go to some other selections here in a minute. 415, Lord, I'm unworthy. None of us are worthy. We find ourselves often succumbing to sin and temptation. We know that Christ has paid the penalty for all of our sins. He's finished the work that he came to do, which is save his people from their sins. Jesus, my Savior, I'm coming right now. Humbly before thee this moment I bow, praying forgive me for wrongs I have done. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Years I have wasted, so lost and undone. Weeping, repenting, a beggar I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Always I'm doing that which I'd not do.
I've been unfaithful, yes, I've been untrue. Still thou hast loved me, O merciful one. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Tears fill my eyes now when I bow my head, knowing for me thy life's blood thou didst shed. Yet I have drifted thy way I did shun. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. Years I've wasted, so lost and undone. Weeping, repenting, of age I come. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son.
Well, God has ordained all things that have happened. And most importantly, He's ordained our salvation. 322.
322. The light of life has fed the sky. The seas
The light of life has fanned the sky. The seas are now serene. A host of saints are marching by. With joy they sing this theme.
The old earth has passed away. New,
I don't know if we know that song. Shout hallelujahs to the Lamb. 'Twas through His precious blood, the holy righteous great I am, redeemed us in the flood. The light of life has spanned the sky. The seas are now serene. The older heaven has passed away. A new one now we see. A host of saints are marching by. With joy they sing this theme. Where we'll abide with Christ our Lord in all eternity. Their life will last and love live on, and death will be no more. Where we can see our Savior's face and worship evermore. Where Jesus reigns and rules alone on that delightful shore. The righteous, perfect Lamb of grace, the one whom we adore. His new Jerusalem's within, His kingdom surely come. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come drink from this living stream. And countless saints are dwelling in the Savior's promised home. Come in with joy, arrive at home, and you can sing this theme. Shout hallelujahs to the Lamb, 'twas through His precious blood. The holy, righteous, great I am, redeemed us in the flood. Okay, we're going to sing the Psalter, page 4, Psalm 4b.
Our Redeemer, Lord.
No, 4B, Mark. 4B.
Sorry.
Answer when I call, O God who justifies. In my stress you freed me. Hear in grace my cries. Sons of men, how long will you my glory shame? Will you love what's worthless? Will lies be your aim? Now the Lord His saints has set apart in grace, and the Lord will hear me when I seek His face. Tremble in your anger, yet from sin depart.
on your bed in silence, deep within your heart. May you sacrifice now, sacrifice is just in the Lord only, placing all your trust. Who will show us goodness? Many people say, the light of your face, Lord, lift on us, we pray. You have given my heart greater joy by far than when grain and new wine most abundant are. So in peace I lie down, I will rest and sleep. For, O Lord, you only will me safely keep.
Well, dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us tonight. Pray that you would sustain us. We know we can do nothing in and of ourselves. All of our hope, confidence, and trust has to be in you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, we're living in a sin-cursed world. And I've never met anyone in the 64 years that I've lived that I could say is without sin, except for Christ. I wish there were people out there that I could say that was, you know, perfect and sanctified, holy, and never ever sinned. But I've never met one of those individuals. That includes my own mother, who claims to be entirely sanctified. I can say most assuredly that she is not without sin. Okay. And those that were proclaimed and put on a pedestal to be the most righteous my childhood, as I was brought up, I can also say they were not without sin. They were affected by the same sin that we find ourselves being affected by. Pride, covetousness, envy, jealousy, malice. All of those sins, you know. Now, if the Apostle Paul was affected by covetousness, do you think that there are people that are not affected by sin at all? There are people out there that say that they've been entirely sanctified and they are now, sin no longer has dominion over them and they no longer sin. Well, the Bible says that if we say we don't sin, we make him a liar and the truth is not in us. We are not to sin. We are commanded not to sin. We're commanded to be perfect as I am perfect. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Christ gave the Ten Commandments as well. Did he not? You know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Honor your father and mother. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. You know, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thou shalt not make me any graven images. And on and on and on. We have these commandments. Now the question is, have you ever met anyone who's kept all the Ten Commandments? I'll even go further. Have you ever met anyone that has kept all the Ten Commandments just in one day of their life? be honest now. I must say no, not for me, and not for anyone that I've met. You say, well, what are you, an antinomian? No, I'm not an antinomian. But there's a song that says, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Paul said, I do what I don't do, and I don't do what I do do. I'm paraphrasing. But he was in this battle between the flesh and the spirit. We all are in this spiritual battle if we are in Christ. And Christ has won the battle. Christ kept the law perfectly, every jot and tittle he kept perfectly. That's why we can lay hold. That's why we can embrace and proclaim the imputed righteousness of Christ, because of what he's done, not because of something that we have done. No, I'm not giving anyone a license to sin. The point is that the reason Christ came into this world was because he was a perfect, perfect sacrifice for us. He was our sin bearer. He took his sin upon himself. And he bore our sins on the cruel and rugged tree of Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. Not our stripes. You know, Martin Luther flagellated himself trying to make himself perfect and righteous before God. Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we're healed, not by flagellating ourselves. You know, a lot of people try to self-flagellate, or they try to flagellate others to try to make them more perfect. You know, and there are also those out there that try to exalt man. The man upon the throne. Make him a cooperative agent with God. But God said, I will not share my glory with another. Now, we as his children have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But still, we sense our unworthiness, like we sang earlier. Lord, I'm unworthy to be called thy son. We realize that we have nothing in ourselves to claim but Christ and his completed work on the cross for us. And we realize our own depravity and our own tendencies to sin. And so if you meet people that think they've arrived, or they have sort of this attitude that they've arrived, you know, they're beyond, in other words, they have a progress in their salvation and sanctification to a point where they are, just right next to Jesus himself, you know. You know, people always want to sing that song, you know, Footsteps of Jesus. Do you really believe you can walk in the footsteps of Jesus? Think about it. The creator of the universe, the one who said, I am that I am, the one who freely laid his life down for his people. I realize that I can't hardly even walk in my own footsteps. Most of the time I need Jesus Christ to carry me. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. We have nothing in ourselves to claim. You know, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from my wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure, save from wrath, and make me sure Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. There's no place else to hide. People can say, well, you're using your religion as a crutch. Jesus Christ is who I lean on. You know, we don't lean on men. You know, there was a song that was made the charts, Lean on Me When You're Not Strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Don't lean upon a created being. You know, we should be leaning on the everlasting arms. That's what the song says. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm not looking to a pastor. I'm not looking to an elder. I'm not looking to a someone that's been in ministry for 59 years and wants to tell why they've been so successful. I'm not looking to place my faith and my confidence in a little pope. My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest rain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That includes denominationalism, Presbyterianism, denominationalism, your baptism, your membership, your social clubs, your spiritual aspirations, your spiritual affirmations, your creeds, confessions, and sessions, it's all done. And what are we left with? We're left with the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. We're left with the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who said, I am that I am. And so when we find ourselves succumbing to man's philosophies, whether it's Immanuel Kant or whether it's Arminianism or Calvinism, whether it's some man-made doctrine, you know, Protestantism. You know, what's the scripture say they were called? Christians first at Antioch? Are you a follower of Christ? Or are you a follower of all these man-made systems out here? Okay. Are you real? Is it real important for you to let people know you're a primitive Baptist or you're an old school Baptist or you're a Independent Baptist, or you're a Southern Baptist, or you're a Nazarene, or you're a United Methodist, or a Episcopalian, or a Disciples of Christ, or a whatever name you want to put on it. Look, you know, there's one name given among men whereby we must be saved. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Not through the primitive Baptists, not through the old school Baptists, not through the Reformed Presbyterians, not through the Episcopalians or the Anglicans or the Catholics. Okay? No man comes to the Father but by me. Well, that's my thoughts tonight. Let us realize that He is our only hope, our hope can only be built on Christ and Him alone. We have a final selection. Then after that, we're going to sing 414. 214.
I need thee, precious Jesus, for I am full of sin. My soul is dark and guilty. My heart is dead within. I need the cleansing fountain where I can always sleep. The blood of Christ most precious, the sinner's perfect plea. I need thee, precious Jesus, for I am very poor. A stranger and a pilgrim, I have no earthly store. I need the love of Jesus to cheer me on my way, to guide my doubting footsteps, to be my strength and say, I need thee, blessed Jesus, I need a friend like thee, a friend to soothe and pity, a friend to care for me. I need the heart of Jesus to feel each anxious care, to tell my every trial and all my sorrow share. I need thee, blessed Jesus, and hope to see thee soon, encircled with the rainbow and seated on thy throne. There with thy blood-bought children, my joy shall ever be, to sing thy praise, Lord Jesus, to gaze my Lord on thee.
Okay, we're going to conclude tonight with 414. Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend.
Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend, as such I look to thee. Now in the fullness of thy love, O Lord, remember me. Remember thy pure word of grace, remember Calvary. Remember all thy dying groans, and then remember me. Thou wondrous advocate with God, I yield myself to thee. While thou art sitting on thy throne, O Lord, remember me. I own I'm guilty, own I'm vile, yet thy salvation's free. Then in thy all-abounding grace, O Lord, remember me. However forsaken or distressed, however oppressed I be, however afflicted here on earth, O Lord, remember me. And when I close my eyes in death and preacher helps softly, then, O my great Redeemer God, I pray, remember me.
And we can be certain that He not only remembers us, but He purposefully chose us before the foundation of the world if we're His. From eternity past for eternity future. God bless.